guaranteed.
I hope you took time to participate in the Memorial Day parade or even reflect on those who are currently serving in any of the armed forces on this particular day. Memorial Day is a great day. It really truly is a day to look back and look ahead and salute those who have served and have one common thread, I think, between all the armed forces. You know, every soldier, every warrior that I have ever met, including in my own family, they never complain. I never hear them whining, ever. Those who have come back, those who have seen some horrific things, others who maybe served in a different capacity but worked long hours, were on a sub, were on an aircraft carrier, never really having any time off. Never, ever have I met somebody who complained. And there's something to salute. Serving selflessly day after day, combat mission after combat mission. And to all of you, I salute you and say you are fine, fine Americans. So there were those parades. There were flags that were flown all over the place. And it's just a reminder to the veterans and to, of course, our war dead. That's really Memorial Day. The National Memorial Day Parade in Washington is always very, very big. There are tributes across the board to folks from all the different wars. Even special tributes to September 11th first responders this time around, victims and their families, of course, remembering those victims. And part of that is because a month ago it was Osama bin Laden who masterminded the attacks, who was killed, as you remember, and taken out. So I think that melded with this Memorial Day for many. There were military jets in the air above New York. There was a wreath-laying ceremony aboard an aircraft carrier that's now a museum. There were all kinds of things happening in Washington and New York and across the nation in every nook and cranny. Here's what President Obama had to say on this very past Memorial Day.
To those of you who mourn the loss of a loved one today, my heart goes out to you. I love my daughters more than anything in the world, and I cannot imagine losing them. I can't imagine losing a sister or brother or parent at war. When I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." That's what we memorialize today. The patriots we memorialize today sacrificed not only all they had, but all they would ever know. They gave of themselves until they had nothing more to give. It is their courage, their unselfishness, their devotion to duty that has sustained this country through all its trials and will sustain us through all the trials to come. We remember that the blessings we enjoy as Americans came at a dear cost, that our very presence here today as free people in a free society bears testimony to their enduring legacy. Our nation owes a debt to its fallen heroes that we can never fully repay. But we can honor their sacrifice. And we must. We can honor their sacrifice. And we must. We must honor it in our own lives by holding their memories close to our hearts and heeding the example they set. And we must honor it as a nation by keeping our sacred trust with all who wear America's uniform and the families who love them. And it is my fervent prayer that we may honor the memory of the fallen by living out those ideals every day of our lives, in the military and beyond. May God bless the souls of the venerable warriors we've lost.
Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was at a different kind of ceremony, Rolling Thunder. It's a big rally that's held for POWs and those missing in action. Of course, same thing, MIA. And Mullen is somebody who knows about serving, as he himself served in the Vietnam War.
I'm particularly proud to be a Vietnam vet. I'm proud to be a vet, period. And I'm very grateful for all you do to represent our country, our veterans, and our men and women in the military. Everywhere I go these days, the troops ask me one thing. And it really is, are the American people with us? And I can unequivocally answer that, yes, the American people are with our troops.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that he brought that up? Because that is true. Are the American people with the troops? I don't think anybody listening to America Tonight or any other talk show for that matter is against the troops. Even if you're not for what's happening currently and where we are occupying, I don't believe anybody comes out and says that they're against the troops. Oh, please, I hope not. Because it is Memorial Day, it was interesting listening to Obama, listening to Mullen in my own neck of the woods, listening to speeches and thinking about people who have lost their lives serving in the various wars. It's a day where I like to, later in the day, I'll take like a war movie and I'll watch a war movie. And so I started to think about this. Well, what are the best all-time war movies? And I like to go, sometimes I like to go old school. So, you know, you dig out Patton, you dig out The Dirty Dozen. Even this is more the whole Soviet and Cold War thing, but Hunt for Red October, Platoon. I mean, there's a decent one for you. So I'm sort of wondering out loud, what are your favorite war movies? And do you ever go back and watch some of these war movies? And especially those of you who have served, I've watched some of these movies with people who have served, and they say, nah, that didn't happen. Nah, there's no way that happened. It wasn't like that. It didn't really happen that way. And then sometimes they actually like the portrayal. I remember I watched with my grandfather, who wasn't in Pearl Harbor, but was in the Philippines and had friends at Pearl Harbor, just two, who survived, and he talked about, no, that they're kind of close to what happened, but he called me Catherine. Not exactly right on. Not exactly right on as to the horror of what happened and the shock and not knowing what was going on that day. So if you want to throw in your two cents on war movies, please do. 800-259-5791. Those are my digits. 800-259-5791. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Coming up round the bend, what's the latest on Libya? Do you know that it has been 2 months and counting? 2 months and counting with what's happening in Libya, the situation there. Is Muammar Gaddafi, does he go? Does he get pushed out? Does he disappear? What's happening? Oh, there's a lot happening, believe it or not. We're jumping to that next and some other odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Spirit of ushering out another Memorial Day and not to forget the fallen heroes, there have been many who have done it Hollywood style, remembering what happened in wars, whether it's an actual trying to get it right down to the letter accurate or taking some liberties with a Hollywood portrayal. I mentioned a few movies, Patton and Dirty Dozen and Hunt for Red October and Platoon and MASH. Jack from Down Under, if you go to our website, you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, or I'm waving now, even on the website, we have a way for you to chat with us, too, through Pal Talk. And Jack says, Band of Brothers, Saving Private Ryan, Bridge Gallipoli, Bridge on the River Kwai, Bridge Too Far, Tora, Tora, Tora. Midway. Midway was actually a pretty good movie. Pearl Harbor, the one that was done with Ben Affleck, was a flop, I think. But there was another movie, and I can't think of the name of it. It was about Pearl Harbor that was done many, many moons ago that was pretty good. That's been played on, like, TNT Classics or whatever, and I've seen it, and I can't think of the name of it right now off the top of my head. So feel free to throw in 800-259-5791. Because we were talking about Admiral Mullen, it's interesting. The president on Monday, on Memorial Day, nominated Army General Martin Dempsey, who's a scholar warrior type and who commanded some troops in the Iraq War, as the top military officer. Because now it's replacement players. And this is who he'd like to see anyway. The Senate would have to confirm it, of course, but to replace Admiral Mike Mullen, who you heard at the top, as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff when he steps down on October 1st. So there's some changes happening. You already know Gates is going, and then this happens in October. If you remember, CIA Director Leon Panetta is stepping into Gates' shoes as the defense secretary, and Army General David Petraeus, who is the commander in front of the Afghanistan war, is going to replace Panetta as the head of the CIA. So there's a couple of musical chairs happening here with the military, and there are a lot of issues facing the military, thinking of memorializing people who have fallen. On the budget side of things, there is a lot of pressure for budget cuts in the Department of Defense right now, especially while we try to grapple with this $1.4 trillion budget deficit and, you know, cracking our head on the debt ceiling. And that's going to be one of the things that's, of course, anyone who steps into that job, that's one of the things that they have to be concerned about, is protecting their troops, having the right kind of equipment. But where is it that they can cut? What is it that they need to do? And the other thing is the issue of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. There have been lots of calls for that to happen, because if the reason we were in Afghanistan was the Osama bin Laden deal, then you have to think that we've got to step up the pace of getting out of there, since that's no longer an issue. 800-259-5791. Let's head out to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff. I hope
hey,
you had
Kate,
a good Memorial Day. I'm fabulous.
Hey,
how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, you know, next weekend is Fleet Week here. They bring all the ships. I don't know.
They do a Fleet Week like they do in New York. New York, it's incredible when they do Fleet Week. I didn't realize they did that in Portland, too. That's cool.
Yeah, they have the Rose Festival where we do our Dragon Boats next week from Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, that's neat. I bet that's a big deal.
And we get to, I got to go on the aircraft carrier when they came in, personally.
So you'll get to do that, you say, or you have done
it? Yes, I did it. I did it before, and people from the local channels come and ask me, so I'm a big celebrity around here.
That's
cool.
I'm
bigger than you.
Yeah, you are. I'm sure you are a bigger celebrity than I am. That's cool. That you're on an aircraft carrier.
I think you got to earn your rank like I have with all these celebrities.
I do.
and I think the NBA is going to go on a strike, next thing you know.
You know what they've talked about? They have talked about that, Jeff. Thanks for bringing up a sore subject for NBA fans, but you're right. You watch what's happening with the NFL. The NBA is going to be in the same situation. I don't think they want to go down that path either. They're going to try to do what they can to avoid it.
Well, actually, because I work for the Trailblazers.
So you know,
and
yeah.
And I see them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Jeff, happy tail end of Memorial Day. Thanks for the call, buddy. Wow, on the aircraft carriers, hanging on the aircraft carriers. I've been on an aircraft carrier, too, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's just, they're so big. And, you know, how many football fields are the aircraft carriers? I forget what they say, depending on how, you know, the size of, it's like 7 football fields. It's crazy. Going up and down the deck, and you can hardly believe it. It's a huge mini city. So at times when these aircraft carriers are full, you're talking 6,000 people. So it's pretty intense. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate. You sure Jeff's not going to visit his team in the jail?
Be nice to Jeff. The Jailblazers.
The Jailblazers,
aren't they? Yeah, that's
the
nickname.
That's the new group, right? Hey, was it Tora? Is that the one you were thinking about with Pearl Harbor?
It probably was Tora Tora. That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of funny how they made all those in the 70s there, you know. So, in fact, I was... It's too far on today. I actually watched that. I don't know why. I've seen it a bunch of times. But my all-time favorite for war movies, got to be Killer Heroes. Come on. Go for the
Hogan's butter, Heroes?
No, Kelly. It's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
You never thought Killer Heroes?
No.
No, oh, they go for the gold? Bunch of goofballs? Don Rickles and Kelly Savalas. It's a classic.
I never saw that movie. I've seen snippets of it, but I never saw the whole thing. No. Mm-mm.
No. What a bummer. You have to watch that one sometime.
I will. I'll put it on my list. Yeah.
We're going for the German gold, man. Forget the war. almost everyone plays all balls. It's in douchey. Anyways, hey, let's see, Kate. You know, we were chatting the other night, and I got cut off somehow. I don't know what happened. I never lose my signal where we got
That's
cut off
weird.
At. And we were I was talking with you about energy. I don't remember how far I got before I got cut off. But, you know, I'm trying to look at the possible solution and as to the fastest way that we could convert to something else. And, you know, electric cars, they cost too much money. And, of course, you got to buy a thing to adapt, a $2,000 adapter for your house or whatever. You know, you don't just plug it into your wall.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you still got to generate the electricity from a plant somewhere, whether it's nuclear or coal-fired or, you know, or some other type of energy that's still got to be produced. But the one infrastructure that we do have, and I mentioned to you last week that one infrastructure that we do have right now is for natural gas and compressed CNG, you know, compressed natural gas. And right now, Honda Civic's the only car that's being built that, you know, you can actually buy already, you know, set up to run on natural gas. And I talked to one of their reps, and he said, well, he said, okay, you get the same gas mileage. The engine's going to last you twice as long because the fuel burns clean. There's no emission, so, you know, you're right away you're converting to a lot of, transportation departments, bus, you know, city bus company or transportation, you know, like rapid transit or whatever, they've already converted to using natural gas. But you get the same gas mileage, but the big key right now is guess how much natural gas is a gallon?
Yeah, we've talked about that before. You and I were talking about that last time.
It's $1.02 here a gallon of natural
gas.
That's
crazy.
Now.
Yeah, imagine how much money.
Instead of paying $60, you're only paying $15 to fill up your tank.
It'd be more than something.
Could you just place a dream if one-third of the cars in America ran on natural gas? The two hang-ups, I guess, right now is, one, there's not a lot of stations, so they would have to, you know, put in a lot
convert.
More, you know, places where you could pump the fuel in. And then, two, you'd have to fill it twice as much as you do with gas, because the tanks only hold about, they said the Civic only gets about 250 miles of tank on that for gas.
Right, so you'd have to get used to that. But the bigger thing is, like you said, the conversion. Don, thanks. Picking up where we left off on the whole energy question, we can count coming up around the bend.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This edition of We Can Count. How big of a rock do you really need, ladies or guys who are listening to me? Is there a thing about size and engagement rings? I don't get it. Kim Kardashian has a rock that would blind you. $2 million for her engagement ring. And she proudly displays it. She better get some bodyguards for that hand. It is such a huge ring. She's engaged. Oh, and everyone knows it for sure. Because how could they miss her hand? It's like 5 engagement rings wrapped together for a normal woman. But she's engaged to a guy on an NBA team. New Jersey Nets must pay well. Because she's sporting some of that check. And it is a blinder. So the dollar amount comes out. She said that, she couldn't have been happier. Her fiancé is Chris Humphries, by the way. And they are celebrating the engagement in Monaco. Oh, that's so rough, isn't it? Doesn't it just make you want to give up? $2 million. So we go from the Kim Kardashian engagement ring to this crazy story in the Bronx. A child surviving after falling 50 feet from a window. What kind of a drop is that? That's a crazy drop. The paramedic who was on hand, was called to the scene, said in 35 years with the EMS, this is the first time that I've ever seen this. A baby on the ground surviving, out the window surviving. A 2-year-old girl fell out of the window onto the pavement, and they went over to the, when they, people were screaming, 911 was called. When they responded, he said, I thought it was a doll laying on the sidewalk, and he said, "Are you okay?" But of course, the baby doesn't respond, yelling for the mother. Everybody's yelling for the mother. They saw blood, and it was very, very sad. It happened early in the morning. But what happened was the EMS guy did what he's supposed to do. He turned the girl on her side. He cleared her airway, and she started breathing and moaning. So the little doll was a little girl and survived. Oof, how these kids fall out these windows. And how, I mean, it happens. It's happened a bunch in New York. It's very traumatic. It was very traumatic when Eric Clapton had a child that fell out a window. There was a window that was open, fell out the window and sadly died. Just the window was open. Nobody saw, and that was it. In this case, you know, there's trying to figure out how it happened, if she crawled over and the same thing, but they don't know that at this point. She's in critical condition still, and she's being treated for head trauma, but the doctors say it's looking pretty good. That's a good thing. So for all the stories that we've done on We Can Count, that may be the one of the most frightening. A toddler falling out of a window, but the good news, surviving it 50 feet to the ground. I mean, that is still pretty amazing that child was able to weather that. Well, I mean, we'll see, because critical condition, even though the doctors are kind of saying, you know, thumbs up, it's looking pretty good. It's never good until they know for sure that you've cleared the final hurdle and you're out of the hospital. Speaking of clearing the final hurdle, you know, this whole IMF scandal, the guy who was the head of the International Monetary Fund, and now he's having the trial in, of course, New York City that's happening. And so who's the replacement? The French finance minister, Christine Lagarde, met with the Brazilian counterpart to her to talk about her candidacy to fill that role at the IMF. And she talked about backing reforms and giving developing nations more of a voice in their operations. So it made sense that she was in Brazil. She's on a little tour trying to see if she can gather enough steam, I guess, to be named to the position. And this is all because of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and a guy that was going to try to run for president of France, who was allegedly all over a maid terribly so, sexually assaulted a maid in New York City, and is now spending millions to try to fight off the charges that he's been leveled with, leaving that gap. And why do you care? Because I know that there are a lot of people listening to us in other countries, but we care about our allies in Europe and what's going on in the monetary situation. For us, when you think of the dollar and weighing where the dollar is, of course, we're concerned about what's happening with everybody else in the bailouts, whether it's Ireland, whether it's Greece, which would be, you know, Greece has a terrible situation. That position is, believe it or not, important to us because we care about what's going on with the European Union. I mean, they're rushing right now to figure out a way to complete Greece's second time around bailout. And it affects us. It affects our markets. Absolutely. How about this? This is a good one for We Can Count, because it's all about the numbers, baby. That's why we call it that in this segment, We Can Count. So there are a bunch of grocery store workers that I read about over the weekend that are going on strike. Check it out. These grocery store workers are part of a group who are saying they don't like their, you know, they don't like their wages, and they work for, some of them work for Cub Foods, and that's a store in Minneapolis. And while they say they're appreciative, and we're talking about illegal immigrants, by the way, while they're appreciative of having the job, they work long hours and they have stagnant pay, and now they're doing all kinds of tasks. So there are a group of them that say we're not, you know, we want a raise. We want more money. That making $300 or $400 a month is simply not enough for the work that they're doing. And some of the people got together and decided to organize a little bit of a strike, and they're asking for more than $8 or $9 an hour that they're getting now. And in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis City Council is taking a look at what these workers are saying. They passed a resolution heading into the weekend on Friday saying that retail cleaning workers have seen good-paying jobs of $10 to $11 an hour deteriorate into jobs barely paying minimum wage. So it's not necessarily Cub Foods. That's the name that keeps coming up. But it's Carlson who's the employer. So we'll see if Carlson responds or not to the impromptu strike. See, here's the problem they're going to have. It's the debate over, okay, now we're in the country illegally and we're demanding a wage increase. Why do you think they hired him in the first place? There was a report actually done, if you remember, not too long ago at the National Employment Law Projection, or Project rather, that found that the lower wage industries made up half of the job during the first year of the bounce back, supposed bounce back from the post-recession. But see, here's what the problem is. The problem is that's why you have people working two and three jobs. So I guess the question is, should this Carlson's respond, or will they feel compelled to respond and give the people a raise? And the answer is they might not have much of a leg to stand on, because now it depends on the workers you're talking about, and will there be exposure to the fact that how many of them are in the country illegally? Because remember, there's that whole immigration battle, and what do they know and what don't they know? And yeah, so in a way they may have overexposed themselves. And if they did that, then that was for naught, because I don't see how they'll get that raise. And that's what I would think would be probably the sticking point in this, that even though it's loosely organized, it's not full on, and it's not a union deal, and it's a handful of people, the pressure to do something about it might backfire on them because of the legal status probably of most of the people that are involved in it, right? And so stagnant wages, I think a lot of people can relate to that. But when there are other people who are juggling, they're going to say, yeah, I feel you. But get in line and think of the fact that you're not even here legally, so ICE could probably crack down on that supermarket chain. Did you notice over the weekend that gas dipped down a couple of cents, maybe even 10 cents? That's good news, because the average household is spending about $370 on gas this past month. And look at the difference if we compare the numbers. May, because we're heading into June, so May, that's the typical bill. In April, $201. So filling up is getting ridiculous. 10 cents rollback or so that you may have noticed if you were traveling. I mean, that helps. But still, look at the average. You're paying almost $370 up from $201. Where does it go from here? So the nationwide average for a gallon of unleaded, $3.81 over the Memorial Day holiday. Where does it head? A year ago, you know what gas was? $2.76. My, oh my. Stay with us.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Hanging out with you as we swing into June. Do you believe it? 6 months into the new year. How you doing on those resolutions? I'll tell you, the people in Missouri aren't worried a darn bit about resolutions. They're worried about piecing it all together in Joplin, Missouri. As they do know, in Tornado Alley, there's always that chance that disaster can strike in the form of a twister and it can get ugly. But I don't think the likes of what they saw a week ago. Very sad. Now it's all about still picking up, about getting the equipment, and they've got heavy equipment in and moving all of the debris and the cleanup part, figuring out lines of where houses were. That's how bad it is in some cases. Here are two people talking about it, Libby Turner and Vicki Christensen, their thoughts on the tornado.
This, in my experience, is the most intensely devastating disaster that I've ever seen.
They were just desperate. They said, we have to have this house. We have to. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, and I can't blame people for wanting to hang on to the shred of what was there. If you had to walk away from everything in an instant. We've said this before. It's like fires when people don't want to leave their homes and things are on fire. We've talked about Mother Nature and all the different elements that can come at you that can be whipped in your face in an instant, whether it's flooding, which we're going to get to in a second, or tornadoes, or whether it's a horrific Santa Ana winds that rip up your neighborhood in California, and you just got to chuck it. You just have to mentally think it only, I mean, this is life. You can't care about the things as much at all. You have to be connected to people, and that's all you care about. You got to get out of there with your connections. So that cell phone, some people that you can reach out to, whatever it is, as you try to deal with the reality of piecing it all back together again. By the way, the president was making his way to Joplin, if you remember. So before they actually landed, and that would officially begin his visit, you know, he's up in the air hovering, the president looked at the damage from Air Force One as they flew over Joplin. It was practically erased the town, let's face it, right from the map. So if you look at it from afar, and you have seen some of those pictures, you know, it looks like a bomb went off. That's it. I mean, poof, that's what it looks like. The destruction, just endless fields of debris. Doesn't look like neighborhoods. You have 140 people dead. Still people are missing. So the president landed in Joplin to see the damage and offer, you know, condolences to people who survived. And, of course, promise that the federal government is going to help the town get on its feet for years. See, this is the thing that people think about. Now you see me, poof, now you don't, because there's other things that you're dealing with. There's other disasters. There's other problems happening. And almost in an instant, we're out of the news cycle, let's face it. And the great thing about American people, not political people, the great thing about the American people is we don't forget and we go in and help. That's the good thing. But the president must have said that 10 different times, I think he was quoted as saying it. Not everybody was excited about his visit. There were a couple of giant pieces of debris, whether it was a half of a wall or something, where they had written on it, Obama, go home. So he walked through the streets and as I said, again and again, said to the people, you know, we're not going to forget you. We're going to do whatever we can. We're going to communicate that to you, that this is a national tragedy, and we're going to have a national response, that we're going to, you know, we're going to do it. And we're not going to abandon you. The president walked the streets, by the way, with Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, and they gave little brief statements over the weekend and talked about the damage in Alabama and talked about the damage in Missouri. And, you know, it's interesting. The county where Obama was walking around and looking and talking to the people and looking at the damage and stuff is the same county, and I didn't realize this until I read a little blurb about it, that he lost an overwhelming margin in 2008 to Senator John McCain. But not everybody was writing go home. There were other people who had signs and flags and welcomed him in. I mean, it's a very blue-collar area. And the people are, frankly, you know, shell-shocked at what's happened to them. How long does it take to get over that? The answer is I don't know that you ever get over that. And there were people who felt like the president snubbed him because he showed up so late, that he should have gotten there faster, that he should have cut short his trip, his vacation, and he should have gotten down to Joplin a lot sooner than he did. And then there are other people who say, well, that's ridiculous. Who cares? He wasn't on vacation. He was talking to people in Europe. It was a planned trip. And he did come and he did talk and release statements and, you know, whatever. Bottom line is, ultimately, it's not about whether a president tours an area. It's about ultimately what happens to the people in that area when it's all said and done, that they're not forgotten. In Montana now, they're dealing with flooding because of some of the rain that they've had. Governor Schweitzer talked about the rain and people being cut off as a result of the heavy rains.
We have several towns that are cut off for traffic in and out in almost every direction. I have the National Guard deployed across eastern Montana. We have historic snowpack in the mountains feeding our already swollen rivers. And on top of that, We've been breaking records in rainfall all across Montana during the last 10 days.
Wow, 10 days. That adds up pretty quickly. And you heard a mention about, of course, snow, and you combine that and the melt, and, of course, that's going to have a ridiculous effect on some of the lands out there. Some of the lands, by the way, that we care about, certainly, because it's not just the people who are living in some of these smaller towns, but it's also the livestock and whatnot that are in Montana. I'm going to leave you with this. What a weekend it turned out to be. Besides so many of the celebrations that honored both, of course, those who have given their life, because that's really Memorial Day, but also those who are currently serving. I don't think there's any harm in doing that as well, just across the board in the armed forces. There were people in between taking advantage of living in the great USA and some of the wonderful beaches we have. There are no better beaches, for my money, than along the Space Coast. Cocoa Beach is definitely one of my favorite beaches. It's easy to get to. It's beautiful. Get in and out of that water. You can boogie board, you can, you know, body surf, you name it, and they've got it there. You can go fish off the pier down the other end. So a lot of people did make their way to Cocoa Beach and other beaches along that stretch, and unfortunately they were greeted with jellyfish. The Brevard County Ocean Rescue says about 800 people at the beaches have been stung over the entire weekend, if they added up, because there was those purplish jellyfish that are the stinging kind that were in the waters. They said especially Saturday they got 200 reports, Sunday they got 250, Monday they got more. All weekend long, countless numbers of jellyfish were washing up on the shore, and because of the color, you could noticeably see them. Here's what I would say. If you notice that there are some jellyfish all over the beach, that's probably the time when you don't want to swim. Let them pass and go in another day. Just so you know this, there are a couple of things you can do. Meat tenderizer. You can throw it in your bag. You can put that on if you should get in that situation. Vinegar. There's a vinegar kind of solution that you can put on that helps. It takes out that sting. It's an annoying thing that you just treat it right away, and that's what most of the people were able to do, and certainly the lifeguards were able to offer some help. But it is pretty sad. A jellyfish day at the beach. Oh, my.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.